It's January 3rd, 2020. I don't even know where the time goes anymore.
I forgot to do the see you next decade joke.
Is it though? I mean, that would start an engagement challenge all on its own.
Oh yeah, the time zone people.
Because, well, no, not that, the zeroth year. It's like, is the zeroth year part of the new decade?
Oh, technically 2021. Well, we got some social media, we got some security, and then we got the nonsense. So let's start out with some social media. Let's talk about Facebook. Now, Facebook is looking to unify its platforms. Some people say that's going too far because the Facebook services are bad enough when they take over everyone's life individually. But if they're monolithic, that's only going to get worse, right? And Zuckerberg's like, that would never happen. We would never use feature creep like that to force you into using one of our products to use another one of our products, Oculus. But do you use Facebook Messenger?
Facebook Messenger now requires a Facebook account to join. No. No more signing up with just a phone number. No.
I gotta wonder, how many people are using Facebook Messenger but don't have Facebook accounts? Why would you do that?
You know, over the holidays, I helped somebody that had like Facebook Messenger, and they're like, I don't know my password. And I was looking at their old phone, and it was like, I don't know how, but this is just logging you in. And it turns out it was all just phone number based and SMS based. Like the app was just so invasive that it was like, let me just take over your SMSs and just monitor everything that you do. And it's like, what?
I had to do the Google, like, actually call your house and read a code to you. Password recovery for my parents. They had no idea. That's cool, though. That actually works.
Wow.
Because they don't have mobile phones. But they don't know their passwords. So good on you, Google, for having a plan for that. Meanwhile, in other news, Google did something that was perhaps a little knee-jerk. Although, actually, it probably wasn't. It was probably just somebody who was confused, or the algorithm just went rogue or whatever. We really never know why these things happen. Just that they do. And it goes crazy for a couple days, and then they're like, oh, that was just a mistake.
Google's YouTube goes to war with Bitcoin and crypto. Updated. Well, they've reinstated most of the channels. I don't think it's a coincidence that this happened over the Christmas holiday. I think they fully intended to do this, quote-unquote, while no one was looking, and then they rolled it back when there was enough negative outcry.
You really think they expected that to just not be noticed?
Yeah, I think that because it was over the holiday, because like Amazon rolled out unfavorable affiliate terms of service changes literally like I think the day after Christmas, and there was a ton of news in that gap between like after Christmas and Friday where like pretty much everybody in the working world, if they possibly could, took off on those 3 days after Christmas, you know, before the weekend, because you know the holidays are exhausting enough, and a lot of bad stuff happened in that window.
But I don't think they, I mean, you don't know your enemy in that case, because the crypto people.
They never sleep.
They're going to notice. Yeah. And they're very vocal. They love to tell you about crypto. They're kind of like the vegans of the tech world. But hey, good for them, right? They stopped this in its tracks. Good job, crypto people. Twitter. Well, maybe another example here. Twitter did something that took away a feature, although I don't think that this is that bad. You're not really losing a lot of functionality, and it was a very, very reprehensible thing that people did. I also don't know how effective is this really? Because there was the one reporter who claims it happened to him, but he's a very untrustworthy source.
I don't know.
So, engagement challenge. Has this ever happened to you?
Twitter bans animated PNG files after online attackers targeted users with epilepsy. So the reason animated PNGs are banned and not GIFs is because browsers autoplay animated PNGs where they can be set to not autoplay GIFs. That's basically it.
So somebody used the National Epilepsy Day hashtag a couple of weeks ago to post flashing lights.
Seems like you could just, like, that should be an operating system level accessibility setting. Like, don't update the screen more than, you know, 5 times a second, 10 times a second.
Yeah, but that would interrupt with your, like, video viewing and gaming and stuff.
Well, if there's a chance that it's going to trigger epilepsy, you want to opt into those situations, not opt out.
You're being very ableist with this.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think modern screens are way less risky for that.
Just because they can't really do that well anyway.
Or just based, like, it was much worse when you were using tubes.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The effect was much worse.
Yeah. It could if you got a really nice OLED screen and your face is buried in it, maybe. Because that's the most close analog to the old tube days.
So, who knows? But still, even if there's like a 1% chance, doing it maliciously is terrible. The French, in a bit of a, I don't know, a conundrum here. Because on one hand, the French politicians want data privacy. And they want to protect all of your stuff you do on social media. They're very serious about it. They levy a lot of fines when it has to do with that kind of thing. Privacy is important. But what if you owe them money?
French court clears social media tracking in a plan to, you know, tax crackdown. They're way behind the U.S. where all of the possible sources of income that you could possibly have in the U.S. are all tracked and monitored. They don't have that in France. So you could conceivably be making money that the state is not tracking and avoiding tax in France. So the idea here is that you look at a person's social media posts, and it's like if they claim to be in the poor tax bracket, but they're driving around expensive cars, or they always have expensive equipment, might be some tax evasion going on there.
Now, they will only look at the public-facing stuff. But people are very stupid about social media. And we had the story about the guy who was stealing from a bank and flashing the cash on Instagram.
That's just how he got caught.
So if you were doing that in France and you didn't get caught robbing from the bank, the tax man would catch you. So stop doing that. My God, it's stupid. Really bad idea. Meanwhile, we talk a lot about AI and this amazing ability for AI to generate voice and text and now even face and video. That's completely made up. Just meaningless, not real people, just garbage, but it looks very convincing. And Facebook fell victim to it.
Facebook removes accounts with AI-generated profile photos. Researchers said it appears to be the first use of artificial intelligence to support an inauthentic social media campaign. So this article talks more about what that social media campaign was, and they've got a really incredible example of an AI. Like, it was amazing. Not that one, the but glasses. That was one of them. Yeah, the glasses guy. And it's like, if you look at this, this looks legit. And then it falls apart under scrutiny. You look at the ear and, like, the glasses, it's a different head.
Like right here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's something that's wrong there. It's not real.
These are the ringleaders, so they might have scrutinized these a little bit better. And it's like, yeah, give me a really good one for this one. But still, there are little things that, it's really bad at backgrounds. So like, this is just nothing back here. Like, what is that? There's nothing, it's just a weird smush of stuff. But a little bitty Facebook icon, no one's going to notice.
Yeah.
Except Facebook, except the AI.
So we're literally entering that phase of like an arms race between AIs.
Now, Facebook got in a little bit of trouble because they were urging you very strongly. You ever try to use the Facebook site without an account? It's one of the most annoying things in the universe. Yeah. But they were urging you very strongly to two-factor your account for security reasons, give them a phone number that they can use for your security. They were just going to use it for that, except...
Also marketing.
They used it for a lot of other things. They got into a little bit of trouble. Well, now it's Twitter's turn.
Twitter app bug was used to match 17 million phone numbers to user accounts. So this is a little different situation. Twitter wasn't marketing to people via their phone numbers, but you could use the recover my account feature and just start plugging in phone numbers, literally all of them, and it would say,
"Hey, I think it was friends.
Hey, we found your account with a phone number."
No, I think it was you were identifying friends by a phone number.
Oh,
it would if you fed it. You're like, "Hey, my friend has this phone number," because it was on the mobile.
Oh,
and it was like, "Oh, I recognize that number. Here's their contact information."
It didn't have any kind of rate limiting, though. You could just feed the thing as many phone numbers as you wanted.
I think it did over time, but it was very high, and that guy just let an automated phone run for.
He made it through 17 million phone numbers. Yeah.
And he wasn't even using real phone numbers. He was just randomly generating phone numbers. And every time there was a hit, it would return something. And he got like a Israeli politician with a fake account. And a lot of interesting stuff came back. So they've plugged the hole. Whoops. But 17 million contact informations later.
Oh, no.
Too bad.
Ring again. Ring is popular. We talked about Ring in all three episodes this week.
Yeah, I felt this one was more security, but is it really? Now, we talked about how Ring, is the security bad? I believe that if you know what you're doing, you can secure a Ring to a reasonable degree. Would you not agree with that?
I think that I would agree with that, except for you don't have any way of knowing if someone is trying to break into your Ring.
Also, the whole neighbors thing. Yeah. But I would say that if you are aware, you don't opt into that.
Yeah, and you can turn it off. Although, and I don't know.
You lock people out of your Ring as much as possible. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, five bad attempts, there should be some sort of alert.
Yeah.
And there's not. But compared to other consumer electronics, it's probably baseline, right? It's like, it's just as bad as your refrigerator. But the bad press, it's going to really sink them, I think.
Ring's security woes caused some tech review sites to rethink their glowing endorsements. I think that, you know, with $5, it really, some of the tech reviews of Ring is really astonishing to me, because it was just $5 worth of making the software not terrible, plus terrible sensor. The sensor in the Ring is terrible. It is literal garbage. It is yesteryear's phone sensors sold at a deep discount. It is garbage compared to like what you can get in a nice modern surveillance camera, which is a little Orwellian, a little dystopian, but it has some user-friendly software, except that the user-friendly software has been like for the things that Richard Stallman is worried about, it's that times a million, and it's injected into the cloud, and like, we don't need all of those things. It's like making the cloud-enabled toaster or refrigerator. It doesn't need to be cloud-enabled.
Now, here's my question, though. How much of it is maximize the margin?
Yeah.
Versus, like I said, I had to do a landline phone recovery password, because there's just two people who are just never going to remember a password. They write them down, they forget where they wrote them down. And how much of that went into this, you think? It's like, listen, old normies are going to get this and they're not going to know what's going on. We need to make it as simple as possible.
Simple in this case meant no security whatsoever.
Sometimes that's the truth. Sometimes a router with no password is real easy to troubleshoot. You know? Anyway, getting Ring, your first mistake in any of these situations is getting a Ring. Don't do it. If you got it for Christmas, give it back. Just take it back.
An internet connected toaster. It's like, don't enable the Bluetooth function, whatever you do.
And speaking of tracking everything, you might not encounter very many Rings at these locations, but what you do encounter is a lot of buildings that are controlled by somebody else, including the ones you live in. So if they wanted to, since what percentage do you think of college students are carrying mobile phones, smartphones?
99.8%.
Maybe 7, maybe 99.7. But almost everybody. So if you wanted to, with Bluetooth beacons and Wi-Fi pings, well, you could do this.
Colleges are turning students' phones into surveillance machines. So they want to know what students are in class and where they are. Are they in the library? How many people are there? What's the usage pattern? There's maybe an innocent explanation in terms of like analytics for this, but I don't think so. I don't think colleges have any business spending any money on this kind of thing at all.
And so they point out, when confronted on this, one of the situations that they say that they'll do, because this was a paywall, I read the NPR one where they actually interviewed this guy. And he was like, well, you know, one thing we like to do is, it's mental health, right? So let's say that you don't leave your dorm room for 5 days. Then maybe somebody's going to check on you. Or maybe you've been to the library every day this semester and you missed 3 days in a row. Maybe we'll give you a call.
That's creepy.
Can you imagine being like in a depression episode? Or like, you know, you're in a manic state and you think somebody's spying on you. And someone calls up and it's like, you haven't been to the library. Like, no.
I'm just looking at your log here. Oh, I see that you had an ample bowel movement on the 28th. Are we still celebrating
are
that?
Are you eating too much fiber? Yeah, so that's terrifying. And I don't really think you can opt out of it. I mean...
Why do colleges need this? I mean, I don't think mental health is that's a terrible excuse.
Oh, they're selling that data. You know they are.
Yeah,
that's valuable data. The Chinese hacker groups have been busy, perhaps while the rest of us are, you know, holiday shopping and doing all this end of the year stuff. They were not growing any moss.
Chinese hacker group caught bypassing 2FA. This is from ZDNet. I think the better article here, the better headline would have been, Chinese hacker group App 20 has figured out a way to clone RSA secure ID tokens. Not really, but what the article explains how they do it, but you're not supposed to be able to do that. Like that defeats the whole point of two-factor. But it turns out if you compromise a machine that has like the soft two-factor thing and you can steal that machine's ID, then you can create another machine that has the same ID and the RSA secure software will produce the same tokens given the same inputs, which is apparently what they did to bypass 2FA, which means that that RSA thing is utterly broken.
So this is, if you do two-factor, you can often have a token or something that will get you past it. So obviously with two-factor, you can lose your phone or it can be stolen, or you could lose the means to whatever that two-factor is, and you need to not be locked out. So sometimes they'll give you like a one-time token. It's like, put this in a secure place. Well, they were able to get through that without a real token. But this raises the same question as the ring, right? Shouldn't there be a notification every time that's used?
Like, RSA makes a lot of money designing these systems to be secure. It should not have been possible for them to do that. That's terrible.
I mean, if you're going to bypass two-factor, I don't think it's too annoying for somebody to get an email. It's like, hey, two-factor was bypassed. Just heads up.
There's also some helpful hints in the article about things you should look for in terms of like indicators of compromise. Might want to scan your networks.
Well, let's talk about popular social media app, TikTok. What? No, I haven't had a stroke. I don't mean TikTok. I mean... You think it's TikTok or TikTok? TikTok?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Don't use it.
Well, that's good. It's good that you don't use it because it's not actually a social media messaging app. It's actually something else.
Apple and Google have already removed the app from their app stores. It's an Emirati spy tool. Yeah, so I've harped on this for a long time. It's like, unless you have a secondary business propping up the money that it takes to develop an app, or you're just an incredibly gifted programmer, there's no money to be made in making apps. You cannot make a profit. But if you're a spy agency and you dump several million dollars into a highly polished, amazing messaging app that is completely free, you've just built an incredible spy tool. I mean, if you had enough money to, say, dump something into something as sophisticated and polished as, say, the Pokemon game for mobile, then you could, I mean, just imagine if the intelligence service had full access to that and could direct people to whatever area needed surveillance. It would be incredible.
That would be funny if, you know, like every time a new protest popped up, it'd be the rarest of Pokemon.
It's like everybody swarmed this area. It's like, wait a minute, I'm detecting a pattern.
Yeah. So if you use TikTok or TikTok or whatever it is, don't. You need to get rid of that.
It's been pulled. You need to delete it. Probably also format your device.
Yeah, just throw that phone in the fire. Get a new one.
Your device may be irreparably compromised, so I don't know.
Now, this story is dark, and it's ironic. It's both of those things in equal measure.
We should not laugh at this.
But
don't laugh at this.
There is something... some may say poetic justice. I don't know. But it is what it is.
An Amazon executive was killed in a collision with a van delivering for Amazon. So in an earlier episode this week, we talked about how Amazon executives skipped the training programs for Amazon delivery drivers. This was an Amazon executive who was out biking. The van did not share the road with the biker. She was hit by the van on a bicycle. She died.
She was the chief financial officer or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Which is... a pretty high-ranking Amazon person.
Yeah.
Now, this woman had a child. That child got a $7 million settlement. This was a third-party van company.
Yeah, this is a while ago. This is from like 2013.
$6.25 million. So, here's my thought process. As the revolution comes about, we essentially have our Batman. He's rich. He hates Amazon. And he needs revenge. I don't know what his superhero name will be. But look forward to seeing his work. The overview effect. Have you ever heard of this before?
The brown Avenger. I don't know.
For UPS. You think he would also be against the major carriers or just Amazon?
Probably just Amazon for the lack of training. It's like you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, you could have done better. Overview effect. Had you ever heard of it before you read this?
No.
I did not know what that phrase meant. The overview effect is when you see the Earth from space. It's supposed to have some kind of profound effect on you, and you're supposed to feel more connected to the world, which is weird because you're literally the furthest thing from it. But apparently it's a thing, and more people need it.
Scientists attempt to recreate the overview effect from Earth. They're going to get some waterproof VR goggles and a salt tank, and they're going to try to stick people in this to see if experiencing the weightlessness of being in a salt tank plus the visual effect of, you know, the Earth from space, if that will trigger the observer or the overview effect. So I get, like, I've read the description of the overview effect from, I think, Buzz Aldrin and some of the other early astronauts, and it reminds me a little bit of what I imagine the world would be like if we were actually working towards the ideals of, like, say, Star Trek. It's like, oh man, if everybody could just get together and stop being terrible people, this would be like an amazing thing. So if this is real, it's fine. But I think that for you to experience the overview effect, you have to not be sociopathic in the first place.
Well, I think most people do and can live in that reality. The problem is our leaders never will.
Yeah.
Because the people who want power over others are not that, and yeah, they never will be.
Yeah. Will this trigger... Look, we need to do an experiment, though. Like, for the people that want power, if we stick them in the salt tank and they see Earth, does that correct whatever that defect is?
How about this? We get a bunch of VR headsets and a really big tank, and we put all of Congress in there for a month. And whoever crawls out at the end is president.
And that's just more in the election. It's probably going to be more effective than the election we've got upcoming later this year.
Now, here's a better question. How many times has Ian Sample been deleted from social media accounts? Ian Sample.
That's not like Facebook is like, we want to see your ID before we reinstate your account.
What a terrible name to have in the modern era.
I'm so sorry.
So maybe the overview effect will have to be simulated in the future because we can't even see the planet anymore. Because, my God, the unintended consequences here. Now, here's what I have to say about this story before you read the headline. Does no one remember Highlander 2? That's what they covered this. It went poorly.
The U.S. government has approved funds for geoengineering research. The NOAA will get at least $4 million for a research program, which will include efforts to assess climate interventions. For other intelligent life in the universe, this is known as the Great Filter Event.
So basically what this boils down to, they kind of, you know, dance around it, but modifying the atmosphere to keep things in or out. It's not going to go well.
One of the plans was a giant floating mirror in space.
That's basically what McCloud did in Highlander 2. It was a terrible thing. Although I think it did stop like the immediate solar problem. But everybody was miserable. This is unfortunate that we got a paywall here, because this is a great story, because you have to think about a society that embraces something to such a degree, it's so ingrained in their identity, that literally some of their heroes do this thing 12 hours a day. And then someone comes along and says, that's bad for you.
Video games are dividing South Korea in the MIT Technology Review. Yeah, so video games are such a part of South Korean culture that maybe there are a lot of social and cultural implications for the level of video gaming that is taking place, like how it's being glorified, but video games?
And now people are saying it's an addiction. And if you're doing it for 12 hours a day, never mind that you're making $10 million a year and you're on TV, it's bad for you and you shouldn't do that. And kids shouldn't do that, even though the only way to become one of those people on TV is to start doing it at an early age and do it for 12 hours a day.
Man, practicing basketball all the time is going to destroy your knees by the time you're 35.
What does practicing StarCraft 12 hours a day destroy?
Your wrist.
Probably a lot of things, actually. But the question is...
Your hope for the future.
Well, let's look at the NFL, right? The NFL destroys most of your body. Most importantly, your brain.
Yeah.
I mean, you might turn out to be a murderer later in life because, you know, your brain is just mush.
Can't control the rage.
Is that any different?
No.
That's worse, right?
Yeah.
And we definitely encourage our kids
yeah.
to excel in those kinds of sports. It's tough questions. I'm glad I don't have to answer them. Now, the other thing that comes out of Korea that's terrible for people, and you might not have known, but this literally could overthrow governments, is K-pop.
The Chilean government believes that K-pop is responsible for the recent protests. I'll take headlines that don't make any sense for 1,000, Alex.
So, you start reading the story and it's like, oh yeah, they're just kind of actually throwing everything at the wall here. They were just talking about, you know, Western influence and all these media and stuff, and it's corrupting our children. But it turns out there's an entire subsection just on K-pop and its terrible qualities and how it's destroying the Chilean people's minds.
Is this seems like something from the 60s. Like, weren't countries saying this in the 60s about U.S. music?
Oh, no, it was the British invasion.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, it's destroying.
John Lennon said that the Beatles were bigger than Jesus.
Oh, we didn't mention it during the crypto crackdown, but the other thing that was cracked down during that was a lot of the Beatles like music videos were pulled. Like John Lennon's The War Is Over thing was set for 18 only and highly controversial.
Because the wars are never going to be over.
And it's like, what?
That's not going to happen. Don't give the people hope, John. When you are a member of one of these social websites, sometimes you get a check mark. And a lot of people live for that check mark. It's like, yeah, I'm real. I mean something. But sometimes the check mark can be a bad thing.
The Indonesian government agency has denied making an account on porn site after verified profile appears. So this was, I think, Pornhub.
Yeah.
They made an account on Pornhub. They got the verified thing. But Indonesia had nothing to do with this. It was not in Indonesia. But it's been there for a while.
But the beautiful irony is this ComInfo is the state, like, repression for things like pornography harm. So,
how was it verified?
Well, no one's sure. Because they claim that on Pornhub, you have to take a picture of yourself and send it to them. And with your account name written out on paper or something, you know. And so they can confirm that you're the real person. I guess they log that. So presumably they have a picture of the offender.
Neat. They need the account in order to crack down on users of the site in Indonesia.
Yeah, the Indonesian government is very unhappy about this. So I assume they are pursuing it. I doubt Pornhub will play ball with them, though. Pornhub said it was like, what, the 8th most visited website?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But they are really good at PR. You got to give it up to them.
They were doing some free speech stuff earlier in the year. I don't remember what, but there was some country that was like, we're going to ban this. And it was something political. And they're like, nope, we'll host it. We don't care.
Yeah, a lot of people upload like sporting events and stuff there because they don't have the algorithm to catch it as quickly. Well, we talked about fake news, and fake news is just you know, we have the red versus blue media.
Fake news has lost its meaning.
It's like a game of badminton where they're just, fake news is the shuttlecock and they're just knocking it back and forth.
There are rules in badminton. I don't know what this is. This landscape is just, it's a hellscape.
Well, it's a mixture of volleyball and badminton. They make up the rules as they go. But when you say something that is patently false about someone else that can affect their business, that kind of bleeds over into the libel territory. Now, we have seen some crazy admissions in court cases. Alex Jones is maybe the best example because he was sued about the Sandy Hook denials. And in his defense, he was like, bro, that's just a character. I'm a character on that show. It's entertainment. You can't take it seriously. And apparently, Rachel Maddow read that memo.
Rachel Maddow's argument against the OAN lawsuit. Don't believe her words are fact. So Maddow's arguing that in court that her words should not be taken as fact after saying OAN literally is paid Russian propaganda. So, yeah. I mean, and Rachel Maddow's what? Like one of the anchors on CNN or something? Or CNBC?
It's one of the left channels, yeah. MSNBC.
MSNBC. So, yeah, it's a $10 million lawsuit after Maddow said that her conservative competitor really is literally a paid Russian asset, which, of course, isn't true. I mean, their agendas can be aligned, but that's not the same thing.
Well, even if it is true, you really have to have some solid proof to say something like that. And
there's no other explanation.
It's one of those things where the word literally is overused.
Yeah.
So, but when you throw that in there, it really, you know, cuts away some of the gray.
I'm going to have to remember, it's like, this person is hyperbolically an agent of the Russian government.
Although I think Rachel Maddow makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
So she could probably just settle that.
Actually, this lawsuit's probably good PR at the level that she's playing at. So.
And the red versus blue, like, confirmation bias, that's going to galvanize her audience.
Yeah.
They love that. Maybe she did it on purpose.
What a terrible dystopia that all of these things are.
Boring dystopia.
Yeah.
Well, let's get away from all that seriousness. And let's do a new story about poop.
Union Pacific appeals decision that favored a pooping engineer. So, what? So, Union Pacific, this is a railroad engineer, and he pooped on the knuckle that connects two train cars together and also may have thrown his poop out of a moving train window.
I got the impression that he really had to go.
Yeah.
And he was on the train. So he was holding onto the rail and pooping in between the cars. But that's where that connector is.
Yeah.
So he just pooped all over it. But you might think, hey, we've all been there, right? You gotta go. But after wiping, he threw the paper out the window, which that's a very nasty form of littering. And he wrote a note to the manager who was coming on board next that he left him a present. Now, initially, they went with his, they ruled for him. It's like, hey, he had to poop, right? It's not that big a deal. But the appeals court seems to have taken the note into account. And they've got this crazy code of conduct here, and they argue that he violated this code of conduct with the note and the toilet paper out the window.
Yeah, we'll see.
So the lesson is, if you're going to poop as a train engineer, just don't tell anybody.
Or you have to be like, I had to poop, and don't laugh about it, and just be like, I will forever have my shame. I'm so sorry. I'm ready to commit seppuku just as soon as you... You know, it's like, ha, 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 I had to poop on the knuckle. No, that's not allowed.
Don't take a selfie and put it on Instagram.
I mean, if he meant it maliciously, that's one thing. But I didn't get the context didn't seem like he really meant it maliciously.
I thought it might have been just like he was embarrassed and somebody was going to notice.
It was a coping mechanism.
So he was just like, let's try to use humor to defuse the situation. Because I know I'm going to get, you know, my balls busted at work. So let's just make it into a joke. Oh, I left you a present.
No.
Well, the Chinese protests, I have not seen a lot about. Those are still going on.
Yeah, still happening.
Really, the Western news doesn't cover it a whole bunch. But BBC has this story about a new front on the war against Hong Kong and mainland China.
Hong Kong and mainland China, gamers clash on GTA 5. So in GTA 5, it turns out you can get the outfits and dress up like a protester. This is from one of the heists that came out a few months ago. But this is the new hotness. You can also join a couple of heist guilds or gangs or whatever in GTA 5. That's like the Hong Kong.
You can also do riot police.
Yeah.
So the mainlanders are putting on the riot police outfit. The protesters are putting on the yellow helmet and the gas mask. And they're fighting in game.
Probably better than in the streets,
I guess.
Probably a little of both.
Kind of silly. How brilliant of Rockstar to sneak those outfits in there.
They've been there a while. So I think that the article mentions they reached out to Blizzard, or they reached out to Rockstar for comment, and Rockstar hasn't said anything. I think the reason they haven't said anything is because they fear a Blizzarding.
Yeah, you don't want to make it seem like you were doing anything for the protesters.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have a pretty good excuse, because I'm sure the context in the game is not that. I mean, there's other reasons to wear hard hats and gas masks, certainly. Yeah. Well, in Ireland, the Irish have a little bit of a stereotype, perhaps, that they like to drink. And that's wrong. We shouldn't judge people like that, you know, based on where they live. We should judge them as individuals. But then they do something like this.
The Irish Examiner reports that ads stating alcohol is a drug have been blocked because that's way too political. Because Irish. I mean, that's the joke, right? That's why this is in the nonsense section. Is because the Irish obviously have a drinking problem. Obviously.
All right, Rachel Maddow. Literally, every Irish person is an alcoholic.
So that's too political, right? I mean, obviously.
But the... So this is like some sort of advocacy group who's trying to cut down on alcoholism in Ireland. And they point out that's like, hey, every day I see alcohol ad after alcohol ad on TV. I can't run one commercial to remind people that it's a drug. And it is. It's absolutely a drug. And I argue that it's one of the worst drugs. The enjoyment to unpleasantness factor for alcohol is just way out of proportion with most other drugs.
Well, you just need to give your liver time to adjust, and then
it would taste bad.
You get, I don't know, that White Claw that we had the other day was pretty,
I didn't like it. I don't know. I couldn't go hard on it.
I think that I would probably adjust to it fairly quickly because it was not super alcoholic.
That's the thing about alcohol. You adjust to it. That's when the problems start. The probably what percentage of our audience? Well, two questions. What percentage of the listening audience and what percentage of the Americans at large got a Lexus for Christmas?
Oh, a very, very large percentage that makes me sad and weep for the future of humanity.
Well, if you got Alexa and you also have kids, here's a little something to worry about.
A cautionary tale, if you will. Kids in Michigan order $700 in gifts with Amazon's Alexa unbeknownst to mom. So these kids learned that they could just say, Alexa, order all the stuff that's on my wish list. And Alexa was like, sure thing, can do. And it was not a problem. Although the story has a happy / sad ending in that Amazon said, hey, we're going to give you a refund for all the stuff. Just ship it back. It's fine.
I would make those kids tape up the boxes.
Yeah, she was shaming, like, that. I don't know, the video borders on child abuse, but it was like, look what you did. Look what you did. You ordered all this stuff. It cost $700. Ah. So she was definitely shaming her children in the video.
There's also a lot of overindulging parents out there who are like, well, $700, that's not that big a deal.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So the most amazing thing that I felt about this story is these kids had the self-awareness to go ahead and get batteries for all the stuff, too.
But their dad was like, hey, what did you get me? And the kids were like, oh, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you've raised monsters.
I guarantee you those kids are going to remember this Christmas for the rest of their lives and probably have to go to therapy over it.
Yeah, because now they're social media stars. And they're going to go back to school and be like, you're the kids that use the Alexa as they get punched in the midsection. Well, the Hong Kong protest, as you say, is still going strong. I swear I haven't seen anything about them in weeks.
That's not good.
Yeah. But we assume that, you know, still happening. The Hong Kong police have perhaps not handled it well. if you believe...
There have been a number of inquiries.
If you believe the stories coming out of there, the police are a little heavy-handed. Maybe it's one-sided coverage, I don't know, but we do know on the record that the high-ranking Hong Kong police have called the protesters cockroaches. And that's a kind of a dehumanizing thing, right? Like, who cares if you kill a cockroach, right? But he has a different way of explaining it.
Cockroach tag is a term of endearment, according to the police. So there was an inquiry, and it was like, hey, we, you know, we've got these recordings of you on the radio raiding all these men, and you're referring to the protesters as cockroaches. What's going on with that? And I mean, isn't that, you know, isn't, like you said, isn't that dehumanizing? And it was like, no, it could be a term of endearment.
He says a cockroach is an animal with a lot of vitality. So it's really a nice thing to say about somebody. Because, you know, they're almost impossible to get rid of.
That's somebody that is just has no idea what to do when they're under... It's like, look, we got ordered. I don't know.
But if he came up with that thought just like off the top of his head, bravo. That's amazing. That's quick thinking right there. That's like, you know, you only get that level of quick thinking under that really, really harsh communist rule.
Yeah.
Where you have to have an answer and you have to have one right now.
Yeah.
And it has to be acceptable. I really was hoping Krista would be here for this one, because this is the kind of like hipster nonsense that you might get her on board with. But it's just, it's insane. On the other hand, I can totally see a world where we have to resort to this.
This wearable vest grows a self-sustaining garden, and it's watered by your own urine. Yes, you wear it. You can grow up to 22 things on this vest. Alexa, add this to my post-apocalypse shopping list.
it's made out of a water, like a very it takes on water. What's the word I'm missing here?
The water is distributed via capillary action, but
it'll just soak up and
hydrophilic.
It'll maintain water and distribute it evenly. Yeah. So you germinate this thing, then supposedly you put it on, and
these plants love your pee ammonia, I guess,
and you wear it. And then also you're outside so that it gets pollinated. So like the bees and birds are constantly attacking you. Now, the truth is nobody's wearing these. This is an art thing. They did ask her about wearing it, and she said it was damp and very warm because it's living things and super uncomfortable.
So I would say by this time next year, some of the homeless in San Francisco will be donning this. Because that's how they roll.
I think it also takes several weeks before you can harvest anything from it that's edible. Oh, she said it also smelled really weird.
Yeah.
Because some of those plants have a weird smell that you would never notice because you're never like right there with them.
I noticed in some of the early CES stuff that I was sent that some of the big appliance makers are actually making like home gardens for things. It's like if you want to have like a home garden appliance, it's just multiple shelves of hydroponics and artificial lighting for you to have your own, you know, herb garden in your kitchen. But it's as big and unwieldy as a refrigerator.
That's not for herbs. Perhaps the biggest disappointment of the Christmas season was in the theaters. No, I'm not talking about that Star Wars movie. Even though everybody seems to hate it, there's one movie that they universally hated more.
Cats is getting new special effects while it's still in theaters. We talked about this a little bit on the drunk stream because I was like, I can't believe they're doing this. Well, Engadget's got the follow-up here. The Cats movie was so terrible and rushed that they didn't even finish the special effects. And the December 22nd update, if your theater downloaded it, because downloading movies at the theater, like that's how they distribute them. It's a download, so why can't you get this in your house? I don't know. They've updated the special effects because they hadn't finished them.
So they're pulling a Sonic, but yeah, a two-week Sonic? I would love to see some side-by-sides. Like, how much could you fix in that amount of time?
I saw a scene that was uploaded to YouTube with, like, ants or something eating a cake. And it's hard for me to believe that was
ants?
Really from the... Yeah, they had like, go-go dancers dressed up as ants and scaled to be very small compared to the actors in Cats. And it was like some musical number.
Well, who were they serving cake to? Cats shouldn't be eating cake.
Yeah, the cats were on a table somewhere they were not supposed to be. And so like the cats were actually eating.
Oh, do the cats and cats exist in a human world?
I think so.
Oh.
Well, now, at least the, I was led to believe that from this clip, but I don't
know. Now, I noticed from the screenshot that there's a milk bar back here, of course, because milk's bad for cats. Now, here's the question, right? This just occurred to me. Why do these two have clothing, whereas these appear to be naked cats?
Yeah. In the clip for the cat that was on the table, the cat unzipped their fur, and then they were wearing a dance outfit. But no, I think if we're going to go for level one movie recommendations because you have nothing else to do because you're with family in a strange place, Knives Out. I watched Knives Out. It was a shockingly good movie.
Well, that's not in theaters, is it?
It was. I don't know if it still is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to think, maybe the audience for this are people who've just done psychedelics.
This movie would probably be good while on psychedelics.
Or it would be the most terrifying thing in the history of cinema.
I don't think it would be good otherwise while not on psychedelics. I think it would probably be the longest 2 hours of your life.
I would love to see just, you know, like a couple of clips about how bad it is.
It's pretty bad.
Maybe some people put those online.
Yeah. I'm sure that some quick YouTubing and
but
you'll be all set.
I mean, are we not past the musical at this point? They really still need to make... Talk about having to use another screen while watching something.
Well, this is especially interesting when you talk about, like, recycled content, because, like, this all started with Andrew Lloyd Webber, who I think just... He's got some problems. But it was a poem adapted by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and then now this is where we are in 2019. What?
Well, but it was insanely popular as a play.
Are we so creatively bankrupt that this is where we are with this now, though?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's so sad.
Nobody's doing new IP. Even though week after week, I've got all these stories I'm ready to make. I'm ready to work on... what was the one about the... Oh, yeah. Ghost Walkers, : The Face of Our Fathers. The Native Americans that have to stop Amazon. Listen, that's a huge hit.
A lot of people really like that.
That's going to be a huge hit if somebody would just fund it.
That was like half of our comments on the last episode of the news was like, oh my God, that sounds like an amazing screenplay.
Better than cats, but this is what we get. And that's all we got.
See ya.